danger or doom. The key word is anticipation. Almost all of our anxiety, even if it's focused on present conflict or past regrets, almost all of our anxiety has to do with this anticipation that something bad is going to happen. This isn't going to work out. If this problem doesn't get resolved, if this doesn't happen, there's an if and then tied into most of our anxiety. Psychologically, that's the textbook. Biblically, the word means literally to just take thought. It's usually negative. It's taking over thought. It's preoccupation with work or things or pursuit or pleasure or this or that. But has this idea of your mind being pulled in two different directions. The German word, it's very interesting for anxiety, is Wurgrin. I'm sure I didn't pronounce it correctly, but that's the alliteration in the little word that W-U-R-G-E-N. And it literally means to be strangled. And so over time, the literal strangling anxiety came to mean the choking off of your soul, the choking of your emotions, that feeling that you get when you can't get air. It's a picture of what that does to your heart and your emotions and your soul. Anxiety literally can ruin your life. It's people that have panic attacks, that are prisoners, depression, struggle, emotional issues, conflict in relationships. When you're anxious, you don't respond to people the same way. You don't work at the same level. It's hard sometimes to get through to God when you feel like there's all this interference. It's like having perpetual dropped calls when you pray. What causes anxiety? Three main things experts tell us. One, fear of the future. Whether that's future failure, a terrorist attack, whether it's economic downturn, or whether it's more personal, like your kids are not going to turn out right, or you'll never get married, or this relationship's not going to work. Which school should you go to? You didn't get in the right school. The fear of rejection, the fear of loss, the fear of abandonment. So fear of the future. The second cause of anxiety is conflict in the present. When you have conflict in your marriage, conflict with a roommate, conflict with one of your kids, conflict at work, conflict with, you know that this is how I'm living and here's how I'm supposed to live, it's inner conflict, it produces anxiety.